This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Remember, all guests appear on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we have three of them as we go around the AFC North. And our first stop is in Baltimore. 105.7 The Fan's Ken Wyman, who joins us right now on that North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, joins us right now. I dumped that. We're okay. The Sunday Night Football. You drink the carbonated waters. That's what happens.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Sorry. It's on NBC and Peacock. First off, Bobby, you ask him a question. I've embarrassed myself now.
Hey, guys, I just get all fired up from this AFC North music, so I'll just right, while you guys do your thing.
Obviously, it was almost a colossal falling apart again by the Ravens, but this time they held on. They looked pretty damn dominant for three quarters. Do people feel better about the Ravens?
They feel better. So not only three quarters, but they were up 28-6 with 9 minutes left to go in the game. I think there's a couple of things. Number one, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but they might have a Justin Tucker problem. He's not missing
the game.
Ken, the holdout. Right. It's all started with the money.
Yes, finally.
And I saw a stat last week. Since the start of the 2023 season, he's hitting 14% from 50-plus. The next worst guy is at, like, 49% with five or more kicks. Like, he's becoming an issue because I don't think they've adjusted to the fact that he isn't the guy he used to be. And Sunday, he missed a 46-yarder in a dome. That's I think it's in his head now. But if Zay Flowers fields these onside kick, then it all becomes a moot point. And I will bring up that Mike McDonald, at the start of his career as a defensive coordinator for the Ravens, had an adjustment period. They had a game that people will remember here where they were up big on Miami, and then Tua started throwing the ball over the yard to Tyreek Hill, and they had a big fourth quarter comeback. So I think people are trying to preach patience on Zach Orr, the new defensive coordinator.
Too much Monken, not enough Monken.
I'm good with Monken. I thought he had a great year a year ago, and I thought that they had a great game plan against what is a in my opinion, a soft Dallas defense. You know, it's Micah Parsons. I guess Lawrence is a decent player, and not much else on the front seven. So they just ran him over the whole game. And Ravens offensive line, which has been under fire here in Baltimore for the first two games, looked great on Sunday.
Would you say right now your fans would put the Steelers on the top of the division, or would they put the Ravens? I imagine they would not be putting the Bengals or the Browns.
Well, the Steelers are 3-0. I think they're an interesting team, though, because the offense doesn't look great. Though I will say, and I've never been a Justin Fields fan, but I thought he looked decent on Sunday. They're 3-0, and the Ravens are 1-2. If the Ravens were 2-1, I think you'd get more of an argument. If they don't blow that game to the Raiders and they're 2-1, I think Ravens fans are pumping their chests a lot more this week.
What is the expectation of Yannick Ngakoue?
It didn't end well the first time, I'll tell you that.
No.
No, it was they played when he was here, and they got him at the trade deadline a few years back. I think it was the COVID year. And by the end, he hardly played in the playoff game against Buffalo, which they lost in Buffalo, because he doesn't want to do anything but rush the passer. Now, maybe in this defense, once he's up to speed and all he has to do is rush the passer. Maybe he can give him a little juice, but I'm not expecting a whole lot.
Ken, I saw the internet try to make something of Lamar Jackson walking off the field after that game, wishing they would have really kept their foot on the gas, as if he was challenging the coaching staff. How did it play there in Baltimore?
I didn't read it that way. I think he was frustrated with himself. Like, he had a chance to complete a pass in the fourth quarter. He had Rashad Bateman wide open. He tried to force it to Mark Andrews instead. And by the way, Mark Andrews, that's becoming a little bit of an issue. What's he got, 8 targets through 3 games? But I think Lamar was being more self-critical than going after the coaching staff.
Ken Wyman, this damn thing. Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan.
Carbonated water, stay away.
Yeah, it's just... Hey, by the way, do you still consider this the preseason?
No. But I do think that now that teams don't play anybody, week one has basically turned into a preseason game.
Okay. Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore as the Ravens get set for their Sunday night matchup against the Buffalo Bills. 1-3, not very good if they were to start off that way. A team that's hoping to go 1-3. We go to Cincinnati and James Rapine, who, before we bring him on, might have stuck his foot in his mouth in the post game of the Bengals game. Here's James Rapine. Hit it.
The defense was awful. Awful. Didn't stop Jaden Daniels all night. And I like Jaden Daniels. I think he's a heck of a player. He's not that good. And the Bengals made him that good. They didn't force a punt. They didn't force a turnover. This Washington Commanders offense went up and down the field.
Audio courtesy of Bengals Talk SI on YouTube. James Rapine was immediately, verbally and writtenly castrated by the internet after those comments.
Tough to go in the locker room, too, after talking that tough.
Have you licked your wounds, James?
He's not that good. What I said is 100% accurate.
Wow, he stands by it.
I mean, there are people that doubt Patrick Mahomes still, so,
21 of 23. All right, so if Jaden Daniels is coming in to Cleveland this week, you expect him to go 21 of 23?
No, but I'm going to respect his talents. That's what I'm going to do. This is some strong commentary by you.
I did respect his talents. But
your quarterback's 0-3 and has frosted tips. Can you go 0-3 and have frosted tips? No, you can't.
My quarterback.
They're now saying he raided Ellen DeGeneres' wardrobe.
They are saying that.
Reckless speculation.
Her new special is out on Netflix.
Do you have a problem with a quarterback that can't seem to find a style for himself over the first few years of his NFL
career?
It's
an identity crisis, James.
No, he's not Baker. Come on. He's not shaving his mustache halfway through.
Well, I don't know. He was walking around like Iceberg Slim 2 years ago, and now all of a sudden he's trying to act like Cody Rhodes. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know there either as far as the style goes. Here's what I'll say. He played well enough to win the other day, but this defense made Jaden Daniels look better than Mahomes, better than any quarterback I've seen, and he's still got time in the pocket. So that's the big concern, I would say, is finding a way to get pressure on opposing quarterbacks.
How do the Bengals, where they play Carolina at 1 o'clock, but big picture, how do the Bengals take their secondary? Well, we'll get to Andy Dalton here in a second. How do the Bengals take their secondary from garbage to not garbage?
Well, you got to get pressure on the quarterback. I don't even think the secondary is the main issue on defense. I get it. They gave up some big plays the other day. But when Jaden Daniels is sitting there in the pocket and is comfortable all game long, most quarterbacks are going to do that. By the way, you're going to ask me about Andy Dalton. If Andy Dalton's in a clean pocket, you know what he can do? He can throw touchdowns. And so they have to find a way to generate some pressure.
It's at Carolina, so it's not like a reunion. But
this show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care, All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Do they have fond memories, Andy Dalton? Is it like, good old Andy is, or like whatever?
Yeah, I would say it's good old Andy. At the same time, they're 1-2 against Andy since he left. He's made three starts against them now, one with Chicago, one with Dallas, and then one with the New Orleans Saints. And this is obviously a must win. You dropped 0-4, and you know I don't need to worry about late January because I know where I'll be. So they have to get a win this week. And again, I think it starts with getting pressure on Andy Dalton and making him uncomfortable.
You know, in the past, when you get off to the slow start last year, it was the injury, the weather. Yep. Like, it made some sense. But Joe Burrow's playing pretty well. I think there'd be a lot of teams that'd be happy to have Joe Burrow right now. If they can't get this corrected this year, is there going to be more and more consternation about maybe what wasn't done over the offseason?
For sure. Yeah. If Joe Burrow's playing at the level he did on Monday night and they're still not winning games, and you look up and they're 7-10. Then, yeah, I mean, then there's a lot of questions that would have to be asked and certainly answered. And that would have to do with personnel, coaching, all of those things. So I think it's twofold. One, it's good that Joe Burrow has played better week two than week one, and certainly played better on Monday night than he did last week at Kansas City. That's got to be even better this week on Sunday if they're going to figure this out. At the same time, I'll keep coming back to the defense because, again, I think Jaden Daniels might be at Paycor Stadium right now just standing there pressure-free, and that cannot happen if they're going to be a playoff team.
James Rocket Rapine, Locked On Bengals, Bengals SI, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. They're getting ready to go to Carolina on Sunday. Take the roar out of the Panthers. Now we welcome in Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, as they get set to take on Indianapolis over at Lucas Oil Stadium. They're 3-0. Why do we continue this charade with Mike Tomlin not picking a starting quarterback every week, Andrew?
That's a very good question, Ken, one that I posed to my listeners yesterday. My theory is that he wants to keep Russell Wilson engaged and interested. He doesn't want a hostage. He wants his volunteers. And so if he comes out and says it is Justin Fields, well, then Russell Wilson goes and gets his PR team to start sniffing around jobs like the Miami Dolphins and other teams that are quarterback needy right now. So,
is Russell Wilson really that stupid that he doesn't believe that he's a starting quarterback anyway, talking about Justin Fields? Are you really? I mean, he can't be that stupid.
What do you mean?
He would just be lying to himself. Like, well, he's trying to keep him engaged. Justin Fields is a starting quarterback. So you can't tell me he's not already getting his PR team ready to maybe be traded to Miami or somewhere else.
Well, I think that he's not fully 100% healthy, although, to your point, if Justin Fields were 0-3 or 1-2 right now, I think that Russell Wilson would be in as the starting quarterback. So the performance absolutely is a part of it. And
so we're just milking the injury now?
What's that?
So we're just milking injuries now? Is that it? What are we doing here? You said he'd be in as the starting quarterback, but then you also said he was injured. So which one is it?
Wait, I didn't say Russell Wilson was the starting quarterback.
You said he would be the starting quarterback if they were 1-2 or 0-3.
Yes, he played through his injury.
Oh, so he would just play through the injury?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nonsense, but go right on ahead.
Hold on a second before we get to the nonsense.
What?
You don't think Baker Mayfield did that his last year in Cleveland?
Yeah, he did, and we all saw the results of that.
Right, and you don't think Russell Wilson is such a maniac and such a competitive dude that he would do the same thing?
I wouldn't condone the practice, is what I'm pointing out.
You don't think that he would?
But you just said that he was out because of an injury, and then you said, well, if the results were different, he would be in there. So are we just sitting here waiting around then?
Well,
so shouldn't you have a question
us.
Of him as a leader? I thought that he was supposed to be a leader. Wouldn't you have a question of him if we're just sitting around having a quote-unquote injury, but that's because we're 0-3 to start things off? Well, it's not we, but you guys are 0-3 to start things off?
Ken, you're naive if you don't think that timetables for guys also depend on how the people that share their position perform.
You're naive if you think a head coach has to sit there and give some sort of questionable, well, he's not really a starting quarterback, to sit there and what? To powder the butt of a 35-year-old quarterback here like he doesn't know what's really going on? That's insulting to Russell Wilson. Please, Tone, take it away. We're off track. Please.
Andrew Filippone with us around the AFC North. How do you feel genuinely about the play at quarterback of Justin Fields?
I feel great about it. I don't know how you couldn't. I mean, the guy's making $3 million and change. He's 3-0. They asked him to throw the ball 32 times against L.A., and he delivered. It was not a check-down Charlie game. It was not a manage-the-game situation. They were down at halftime, and they had 6 rushing yards from their 2 running backs at that point, and they needed to put the ball in Fields' hands, and they needed him to push the ball downfield and not just throw it on 3rd and long.
All right, as you survey the landscape around the NFL and the starting quarterback play, which is very uneven this year with a bunch of retreads leading the way for their teams, where would you put Justin Fields right now?
Top 15.
So average. He's average quarterback.
What's it going to take then to get him an extension?
16, Tone, you know that. You went to Ohio State and Syracuse.
I think the bottom of the league, they keep swapping quarterbacks out at that point. So,
okay. Well, let me ask you, Pony. What would it take to get an extension out of Justin Fields?
If he keeps playing the way he is right now, he'll be a Pittsburgh Steeler for another 3 or 4 years, bare minimum.
All right. What kind of losing streak do the Steelers go on now without Alex Highsmith?
They don't, because the guy that's replacing them is better.
Wow. Pony's always got an angle, doesn't he?
Really?
Look at the numbers. Did he have 2 sacks?
Well,
2 sacks and a forced fumble at 19.
I guess that does it.
That's it. That's all there is to it. You can't deny Pony. Okay.
Big time sample there.
I mean, Tone, I don't know what to tell you.
I thought they loved Alex Highsmith. Now, all of a sudden, they got guys better than him that are going to get playing time now?
I mean, he's the John Lovitz of doing this with us. It's just, that's the ticket. It's whatever he can think of.
It'd be like if Myles Garrett's going to miss some games. Well, Za'Darius Smith has as many sacks.
Za'Darius Smith had a sack.
He's so little of Myles Garrett, you're now putting him in the same sentence as Alex Highsmith? Good Lord.
No.
Holy smokes.
I'm just saying, that was very quickly to move on to the next guy. I mean, that was like record time.
I'm not moving on to the next guy. I'm just saying his backup's better. That's all. That happens sometimes.
Interesting. All right. Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. And that's
I didn't know he was still up.
The end for around the
AFC
North.
I didn't either. That's why I faded the music.
No, he was still there. I left him there.
So, okay. If he's just, I know we've got our own problems to deal with, but it's around the AFC North. We talk about the other teams. If Justin Fields, and he's been fine, but if he's just 15th, they're not going anywhere. Even with a great defense, they're not going anywhere, right?
They can go to the playoffs.
Yeah, sure. These bad teams make playoffs every year. Average teams make
the playoffs
every year.
If they make the playoffs and we don't, you're not going to be upset about that?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I'm just saying,
I was about to say.
We're talking about the Steelers now. And I'm just saying that if you've just got, like he said, I feel great about the quarterback play. But then in the next sentence, he's like, 15th. Well, okay, I feel great about average quarterback play. I mean, I get the bar lowers. I've been in Cleveland. The bar lowers when you don't have good quarterback play.